Today on The Journey.
One person has said, if you have integrity, nothing else matters. If you don't have integrity, nothing else matters. It gets to that simple point. Integrity ties this thing up. Integrity matters.
What does it mean to be a whole person in action and thought? Then, how can we encourage that wholeness, that integrity, in our children? That's the vital issue Ron Moore and his special guest tackle on today's program. Plus, after the message, I'll let you know about Ron's devotional booklet titled Garments of Grace. In it, you'll discover 8 items of spiritual clothing God wants every believer to wear. Garments of Grace is available as a digital download for a donation of any amount at ronmoore.org. Your gift today will help further this ministry of developing followers of Jesus Christ. Now here's Ron to introduce his guest for a discussion titled Integrity on the Journey.
Well, welcome to The Journey, where we're involved in a special series on parenting. And joining me in this series is Dr. Bob Fredo, who has worked with children and parents for over 30 years. And it's been great to have you, Bob, on this series regarding parenting.
I've enjoyed the time and the conversation on one of the most important topics we have today.
Parenting is a great privilege, and it's also a great responsibility, and we have been talking about modeling and mentoring. We believe the framework of parenting is modeling, showing our children the truth, showing our children the actions that we need to take as followers of Christ, and we need to mentor. We need to teach our children as well. So basically, it is show and tell. We've titled this series Imprint Parenting, and that comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, Scripture says, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments I give you today shall be on your hearts. And then it says, impress them on your children. Imprint these things on your children. And do it all the time. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. And I love that passage because it doesn't compartmentalize parenting. It says that all day long, every day, 365 days a year, 24/7, we are to be parents who are impressing truth on our children. We're doing that when we're at the house, at the dinner table, when we're helping our kids with homework, when we're teaching our children a significant truth, maybe by a success they've had or a mistake they've made, when we're coaching their teams, we're doing parenting, we're imprinting on our children these truths when we are driving down the road in the car. We are never off the clock as parents, are we?
Simply stated, our lives should have an impact on their character development, and it should be one that's lasting.
Everywhere we are, wherever we are. And we've talked about developing these characteristics in our children. We believe that with this framework of modeling and mentoring, as parents, we need to be developing these characteristics of respect, responsibility. We want our kids to be respectful. We want our kids to be responsible. Honesty is another one. We want our kids to be truth tellers in every aspect of our life. We've talked about that. We want our kids to be compassionate, and we know that compassion plus action equals mercy. And now we want to tie those things up. You could just think about taking respect and responsibility and honesty and compassion, and then tying this up with this word that's used a lot, but it's not a word. It's a character trait. It really talks about wholeness. It talks about oneness between what we know and what we believe and what we say and what we do. Bob, it's this word, integrity. It is a rich word that just ties up everything we're talking about. Integrity is this whole aspect of our being. And if there's one thing we want, it's we want our kids to grow up to be men and women of integrity. A guy named Stephen Carter wrote a book called Integrity, and talk about some of the things that he deals with in the book regarding integrity that helps us understand what this is.
It's interesting that he defines it in the following way with 3 points. Carter says that demonstrating integrity is discerning what is right and what is wrong. So being able to do that, that's a skill. Discernment is a skill based in knowledge. and being able to apply that. His second point is, once you've discerned what is right and wrong, you act on what you have discerned, even at a personal cost. Not just those things that are everyday issues, but those things that are also costly.
So you got to know what you believe. You got to act on it. Anything else Carter says?
The third point is, and then expressing openly, making it clear why you acted in such a matter based upon your understanding of right and wrong. Mm-hmm. So being very clear in terms of why you acted the way you acted.
Man, there's a 1-2-3 parenting model right there, right? So as we are teaching our children, modeling and mentoring, we discern what is right and wrong. As a parent, we need to know that. We need to act on it. And then we need to explain why we did what we did. And man, our kids see that. They see us do it. And then they hear why we did it. That makes some significant impact in their lives.
So we show them and then we tell them.
Show and tell. Parenting is challenging. Parenting can be frustrating. Parenting is a privilege. Parenting is a huge responsibility. But let's not make it more complex than it is. It basically gets down to modeling and mentoring, showing and telling our children what's important and what God's word says and how we demonstrate, how we apply God's word in real life. It really gets down to something as basic as that.
One without the other is less significant, because if we just model, we leave it up to their interpretation. And that could be misleading sometimes. But when we also tell them and we explain, it gives them a deeper understanding and adds to the richness of the relationship.
So modeling and mentoring for respect, responsibility, honesty, compassion. Today we're talking about integrity. One person has said, if you have integrity, nothing else matters. If you don't have integrity, nothing else matters. It gets to that simple point. Integrity ties this thing up. Integrity matters. And we want to be sure that we are talking about integrity from Scripture. We were talking earlier, Bob, you could have integrity, you could have wholeness, you could be sold out for something, but it could be the wrong thing. So we want to make sure there's a wholeness, there's a completeness in what we know and what we say and what we believe and what we do, but it's got to be based in the anchor of Scripture. So let's talk about that. There are really three areas that we need to think about when we think about integrity. And the first one, Bob, you mentioned is moral literacy. What do you mean when you say moral literacy?
By moral literacy, we're referring to being literate about those things that are of character, or of value, of good, or those things that are right and true. Mm-hmm. So having an understanding of the language of good character. So it's not just enough to say that we want our children to be children of good character, but we also need to teach them the language. What does it mean to be respectful? What does respect mean? How is it applied? What does it mean to be a person of integrity? It's a little bit of an esoteric concept unless you put it into context and talk about how it's the whole of our character and how those things that we believe to be true and important are actually meaningful in our lives. Mm-hmm. So moral literacy is the foundation.
And of course, with the teaching, we don't get our teaching from culture. We have to go back to the anchor of God's word. So moral literacy is really knowing God's word.
Simply stated.
It's knowing where the truth is. It's knowing where the anchor is, and then applying it to the changing culture all the time. And that's why we challenge parents to make sure you disciple your children. You teach them the essential truths of the Christian faith. They have to know that. There has to be that driven deep into their heart. And then all kinds of opportunities of discipling our kids, but that is your responsibility. And to develop them into men and women of integrity, they have to have that anchor of moral literacy, knowing God's word. We show them what it looks like to know God's word. This is just not a mental exercise. We show them, we teach them, and so this becomes experiential. So we know it and we do it. It's not just in our mind, but it works out in our life. So moral literacy is the first one. We're talking about integrity here. Moral competence. What do you mean by moral competence?
Parents certainly have a role in moral literacy in terms of making sure that they're guiding their children through God's word, church experiences, and so forth. But I think in the second area, moral competence is an area where parents have a more significant role, because it's really sort of the practice field. It's where the mentoring occurs. So there are a lot of opportunities to practice good character as we live our lives and to as we go through this journey through getting involved in the community and taking part in life in school, being involved in teams, and all those various experiences that parents enjoy their children participating in, they are opportunities to really practice character development through the relationship we have, through the ups and downs, sometimes the failures, the hard times. We learn the most important lessons. It's a practice field, so opportunities for children to develop a competence in their character, to label things that occurred in terms of how it was handled. Was it handled in a good way, in a positive way? How could it be improved upon? And our own shortcomings. As we're mentoring someone through situations, we have opportunities to label those things as well and point out how we could do things better.
Mm-hmm. So it's so important as parents to make sure, and you make this point, we've got to have the moral literacy. We have to teach them God's word. A huge part of that is in our home. And then we allow them to experience God's word in community. And so there's the children's ministry and there's the youth group and all that. That's fantastic. That's the anchor, right? That's where it starts. But if that's where you leave it, then the experience, the knowledge becomes irrelevant. How does integrity work on the sports field? How does integrity work in the classroom? How does integrity work in the neighborhood? How does integrity work at home? It's not just something we do at church. It's who we are. And moral competency, as you say, is demonstrated in everything we do. We got to start with the foundation, right? Have to have the anchor. But now we have to demonstrate, we have to show our children that our love for Christ, this wholeness that we love Christ, it's not just singing songs on a Sunday morning. It's when the rubber hits the road on a Monday morning. It's when the challenging times come. We want to show that we are all in for Christ, and moral competency does that. So moral literacy, knowing God's word, moral competency, kind of applying God's word in everyday life, and then moral action. Talk about that.
Just go back to the competency for a second. We know the goal. As Christians, we want to be like Jesus, right? So we know that. And to become competent, you have to practice it. And as the mentors, we have that goal in mind in all that we're teaching and all the time we're mentoring. We want to be able to look back to point number one about moral literacy and the importance of God's word. So competency requires practice. In terms of the action part of it, our children become more and more independent as they go through their lives and get opportunities to act independently. And so as their parents, as their mentors, we have a role in that too. We don't relinquish our responsibility as they become more independent. As they're younger, we can see what they're doing more and we can observe and provide feedback that way and instruction. But it gets a little harder as they get to be a little more independent and go out and do some things on their own. So managing that relationship, the involvement with other people who are leading them in their lives, whatever those activities are, is really critical. So that healthy involvement in terms of monitoring how they're acting in terms of their conduct and their behaviors and just the experiences that they have is really critical. As I know some of our listeners are parenting teens, and the teens don't really want you hanging around all the time, but it's so important that you're still a part of their lives in a healthy way so that you can provide them feedback and guidance and sort of holding them up without actually being present all the time. You just want to be there as a supportive person, a mentor in their lives to help them to continue to develop this competence so that one day they can be outstanding at whatever their chosen field is, outstanding parents of their own, and carry on a rich legacy of character.
So be the parent and don't stop, don't relinquish leadership. I think that's so important. Don't relinquish leadership. You're right. When kids get to be more independent, then we think, well, they're making their decisions on their own now, and we're just going to take hands off, and they're going to make their own decisions. But along with that, we need to, again, modeling and mentoring. We need to help them make the right decisions. We don't need to make every decision for them, but help them make the right decisions. And back to responsibility, right? When they make the wrong decisions, let them live through some of those consequences and learn from that, and then be there to say, okay, yeah, that was a train wreck. What do we learn from that? What can we do? Let's talk about that, being that mentor. Integrity is that thing that ties these all together. We've talked about respect and responsibility and honesty and compassion, talking about integrity now, needing the moral literacy, the knowing God's word, the moral competence, experiencing it, the moral action, putting it into action, actually doing it. And Bob, you talk a lot about, as a parent, positional leadership. What do you mean by positional leadership?
Well, by virtue of the fact that we're their parents and they depend upon us for so many things in their early years, we just have that right given to us because we have control. So they look to us for leadership because of our position in their lives. And that's something that is just granted to us. It's really not earned early on. It's just the part of the role of being a parent.
You're listening to The Journey. We are talking about imprint parenting from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Impress these truths on your children. We have talked about taking the truths of respect and responsibility and honesty and compassion, tying them up with integrity. We have put this in the framework of modeling and mentoring because we need to be those who model these truths for our children and teach these truths to our children. And if we could sum this up in one phrase, it would be this: we need to be parents who live with integrity and parents who teach for integrity. Parenting with integrity, for integrity. So, Bob, we have to be people of integrity. You can't impart what you don't possess. People with integrity in order to impart integrity to our children.
And we want so much more than the positional leadership that's granted to us by virtue of being the parent. So by parenting with integrity, for integrity, we really want to aspire to something greater than that, not only in terms of our influence, but the relationship that we have with our children that will be lasting for many years to come.
You know, there's almost a career path now called life coach, and there's some great life coaches, probably some listening to this program, who really help people move to that next stage and that next step. I always like what you say. Parenting is best described as a life coach, isn't it?
Really, we ought to be the best life coach that our children could ever have. Mm-hmm. And again, that's not putting down anybody's role as a life coach in someone's life. We all need help at some point in our life. Mm-hmm. That's a great thing to have someone else you can call on. But really, as parents, don't we want to be those who have parented with such value and with such consistency that long after we have the positional leadership, our children look to us as those leaders, as John Maxwell, the leadership guru, refers to, that have reached that pinnacle level of leadership, that we're respected and our children seek our wise counsel because of who we are and what we've done, that mm-hmm. what we've imparted to them has been so useful and valuable that they come back to us even though they no longer need to.
Imprint parenting, taken from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Impress these truths on your children. The framework of modeling and mentoring, basically showing and telling. We need to be those who teach our children and show our children the truth of Scripture and impress and imprint these truths on their lives. And when we do that, we can parent for the essential characteristics of respect and responsibility and honesty and compassion and tie them up with this great characteristic of integrity. We need to be those who live with integrity so we can parent for integrity. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to have children. We thank you for the gift that you have given us. We know that every child is a gift from you. Every child comes with a unique fingerprint and a unique opportunity to make an impact on this world like no one before them and no one after them. And you put them with us as little babies to be cared for and nurtured and developed and taught and shown what it looks like to live a life that pleases you, not just a go-along-to-get-along life, but a life of impact, desiring to make an impact in their generation for Jesus Christ. Father, help every parent who is listening. I know some are struggling. Some are exhausted. Some have little babies, and they haven't gotten a good night's sleep for as long as they can remember. Give them the physical energy they need to nurture that little baby well. I pray, Father, that you would be with some who are going through some of the tough times of parenting a toddler, and that little toddler is developing and showing that he or she has a mind of their own. And I pray, Lord, that you would help them to model and mentor and to form the actions and the thinking of this child and to begin to develop in them these characteristics of respect and responsibility and honesty and compassion and integrity. I pray for those parenting through the teenage years. Lord, our children are gaining independence and wanting more independence, sometimes independence that they're not ready for. And I pray that you'd give parents wisdom to help them be the parent and not back down on that, but to be the parent and to do the things that we need to do as parents to guide our children along in these critical teenage years. And I pray, Lord, that you would be with every marriage. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would keep marriages together so our kids can see that we are committed to our husband, that we are committed to our wife, that there is security found in that mom and dad being together. I pray, Father, that you would bless marriages and help us to model and mentor to our children what it means to stick it out and to be committed and to demonstrate love. I know sometimes, Lord, that doesn't work out. And I pray for parents who are in a blended family situation, and there are a lot of challenges with that. And I pray, Lord, that you would give them the wisdom they need to be the parent they need to be to a stepson or a stepdaughter, and to really walk through that in a way that honors you and continues to model and mentor their children. Father, we thank you for the gift of children. We thank you for this time we've had to talk about imprint parenting. Impress these things on your children from Deuteronomy chapter 6. And we pray, Lord, for your blessing as we want to do parenting your way. We thank you that you have left us with this instruction, and we pray that we would know it, we would believe it, and we would do it. We would show and tell our children what it means to be a full-out follower of Jesus Christ. We thank you in his name. Amen.
When wanting to look your best in public, do you care about the appearance of your clothing? And the same question could be asked of your spiritual apparel, especially of those garments God has provided by his grace. They comprise an 8-piece ensemble made of heaven's finest virtues. You'll find that collection in Ron's PDF booklet titled Garments of Grace. In Garments of Grace, Ron describes each piece and how it's to be worn for God's glory. But here's a warning. When you don this wardrobe, you will be conspicuous. In a world dressed in filthy clothing, torn and tattered by sin, your attire will shine like the stars. Garments of Grace is yours as a digital download for a gift of any amount at ronmoore.org. Finally, please keep in mind that the journey relies on your generous donations. Your gift today will be deeply appreciated. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join Ron next time as we walk together on the journey.